Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Tech Talk Tuesday show, where we serve to educate you on the Navy's technology transfer program. I'm your host, Amanda McCullough, and I work for the Department of Defense at Naval Surface Warfare Center Crane Division. If you haven't heard of Crane before, it's a naval base located in the Midwest. On this episode, we will be learning about cooperative research and development agreements, or what we commonly refer to as CRADAs, because everything in the government needs a good acronym. Joining me today is a returning podcast guest, Dr. Julie Schaff, who serves as both the agreements manager as well as the deputy director of the NavalX Midwest Tech Bridge, and Dr. Darren Crum, who serves as an advanced packaging and test lead for the Trusted Assured Microelectronics Program. Welcome to the show, Darren and Julie. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation.
So as our listeners are probably aware of by now, we like to start off our podcast with the opportunity to learn a fun fact about our guests on the show. So Julie and Darren have accepted the challenge of answering an icebreaker question of their choice to get us started. So Julie, you're going to go first, and then we're going to switch over to Darren. Your question is, if you could only pick three foods to eat for a month, which foods would you choose? Ready, set, go.
Well, my diet is very consistent with Buddy the Elf, all things sugar. So I would have to say anything ice cream, but then I also love a good chicken parm and probably round that out with some pizza because it would have vegetables on it. I wouldn't feel so guilty.
Good. Yeah, those are good ones. So I look at it as three that I have to, if I had to eat only those three, then it would have to, number one is French fries. You could eat those every single day.
Yes.
The second, yogurt, because it's flexible and you could do things with it. And then the last thing is you got to round out with something good, healthy, a nice salad, I think. Because again, you get flexibility and do things with it. French fries, definitely.
It's a potato. It counts as some type of vegetable. That's right. Yes.
Absolutely.
We'll forget about all the salt and the grease and everything, and that will just focus on the vegetable component of that. That's awesome. So, Julie, to kick off the podcast today, can you tell us a little bit about cooperative research and development agreements? And I know we kind of touched on these in one of our very first podcasts, but can you kind of give us a little bit of a recap on that?
Sure. So NSWC Crane has several mechanisms in the Chief Technology Office that we use to connect with our ecosystem partners as part of technology transfer. The CRADA is a legal agreement between the government and another entity that allows both partners to share resources, lab space, material, equipment, intellectual property, and so on. And they do so in order to conduct research and development.
So what are some possible uses of CRADAs, and can you kind of give us some examples of that?
Yeah, CRADAs can be used to help transfer that government technology and innovations to the private sector. And conversely, a CRADA can be used to evaluate commercial technology for potential use in military applications. There's lots of examples of how NSWC Crane has used CRADAs. We partner with universities to collaborate with students in developing senior design projects and to exchange information with subject matter experts. We transfer technology with industry for further analysis, and we leverage the use of our labs and lab equipment. We work with new startup companies, existing contracting companies, universities, and other entities.
So Darren, I know that you've utilized CRADAs a lot in your work at Crane. Can you kind of share with our listeners how you've chosen to use CRADAs in your role?
Yeah, Julie mentioned some good examples. My history with CRADA use has typically focused on information sharing between the university or with the industry. So the CRADA is a great mechanism for the government and industry to share unclassified and classified information. This is beneficial when one of the parties needs additional information to help further their efforts. I've done many of these types of CRADAs, and they're always useful. The second CRADA use for me has been the exchange of company hardware for government information, so doing an exchange. Specifically, industry designs and develops a piece of hardware but lacks the information, the labs, or tools to evaluate the hardware from a military use standpoint. And that's where the government can help. With our tools and our labs, we can make those available. We do a CRADA that allows the company to provide the hardware, the government tests and evaluates it, and then provides the results back to industry to facilitate improvements. This is a win-win because industry gets insight from a government state-of-the-art lab into their hardware, and the government gets insight into next-generation technology and products.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. And it's really encouraging to, you know, hear you talk about how you've been able to utilize them and what, you know, a benefit that has been for your experience. And I know one thing that people are probably thinking about right now as they're listening to this was just how smooth was the process of getting the crate in place, and, you know, how was it beneficial to you in other ways to have this agreement in place?
Yeah, the process is smooth typically. It's just a process that we have to follow. Although it can take many months to complete, so we just have to remember that there is a timeline, but it's fairly smooth. You have to remember that at the heart of the CRADA are intellectual property rights agreements, which can take some time to negotiate and agree upon. Now, the CRADA is very beneficial by allowing these sensitive technical and even sometimes business strategy discussions and information exchange to occur. I don't know of an easier or more straightforward way to, as I mentioned, exchange hardware for information than a CRADA.
Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. So, Julie, from your perspective, can you kind of explain some of the ways that a CRADA benefits both the government and the business or university, you know, whoever the partner might be?
Yeah, the CRADA benefits the government by establishing access to subject matter experts in industry and in academia, building that knowledge base. Also, the government will receive government purpose rights to all inventions that result from the CRADA. The business and universities benefit by allowing access to government experts and specialized capabilities, as Darren mentioned, labs and resources. It also helps to establish relationships that may be leveraged in the future. Leveraging the CRADA reduces the overall cost of research and development because we're sharing resources. They also receive the option of exclusive commercial rights of any tech developed by the government under the CRADA.
So, Julie, at what point in a project should the parties involved consider creating a CRADA?
I would recommend once the government and partner connect and determine a need to further research a specific area or technology that they reach out to our chief technology office. We can share those resources, but the address is pretty simple. It's just CRAN_CTO@navy.mil, and we can start the process of setting up a CRADA.
So for our listeners out there that's thinking that this might be a good thing for them, what are you kind of suggesting for them if they have interest in utilizing this CRADA?
I would encourage any business or any university out there listening to reach out to us and leverage our authority to set up the CRADA. There's no cost to set up an agreement. And if there isn't a specific project in mind just yet, it is still good to gather the organization's capabilities so we can share those with our technical team and have those already in place.
So what are some measures that Crane has taken, you know, over the past few years or what have you, to make sure these agreements are getting reviewed quickly so that they can be used? And how long does it normally take for like an average CRADA to be ready for use?
So we do have processes in place. They come from the Office of Naval Research, and we have standard templates that we use to expedite the process. The CRADA is typically ready for use. I usually tell people 4 to 6 weeks. However, that can take longer. It really just depends on the amount of interface between the partners. And as Darren mentioned, which is something really to take into consideration, is that when you're exchanging IP with partners, we really need to be considerate and make sure we have the right protections in place. So, you know, I usually say 4 to 6 weeks if there's a standard CRADA, but when we're getting into more detailed or more complex projects, that time can be, you know, 3 to 4 months. It just really depends on that amount of interface time.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. So I know there's some forms and things that will have to be filled out in this process. So what are some of the questions that the non-government party should be prepared to be asked in these forms? And can you just give us like a high-level overview of the process?
Sure. So a common question is, what is needed to start the process? Well, after you reach out to our office, we have two forms that need filled out. One form will collect administrative data, and the other form is our template for the statement of work for the agreement. We're looking for basically background of your project, some general tasking that will be done. We're looking for a schedule of deliverables, and then we'll provide the copy of the standard boilerplate CRADA that has all the terms and conditions as well. So once I receive those two forms back, that administrative form and the statement of work, I draft up the agreement and begin the process to route for reviews and approvals.
Okay, so Julie and Darren, do either of you have any like really great creative success stories that you would want to share with our listeners today?
Sure, I'll go first. One example that comes to mind is a recent partnership with a veteran-owned new startup company that aimed to develop proof of concept for operationalizing wireless power. The Kratos supported the collaboration and shared IP between Crane and the partner. The partner was then able to develop the rugged wireless station and recently executed a successful demonstration at the Muscatatuck Urban Training Center.
That is a good one. So the one that really sticks out in my mind is the one that we had several years ago. We had a CRADA with a leading microelectronics producer, and where they would provide hardware as they developed new potential products, and then Crane would evaluate the security features of those microelectronic devices. The Crane lab found significant vulnerabilities to the amazement and disappointment of the company. But it gave them the information to change their design for future products. And in that case, Crane got the opportunity to see state-of-the-art microelectronics hardware that hadn't yet been released commercially.
Thank you for sharing. Those are awesome success stories. So kind of as we wrap up, a question for both of you is, why are you so passionate about seeing others utilize Kratos?
Well, I think it's just a great tool for both the government and non-government to come to the table for, like I said, information sharing, information exchange, and hardware exchange for information. So I think it's just a great mechanism that the government has at its toolbox.
Yeah, so that is a really good way to summarize what a CRADA is. I would also add to that, it's really exciting to take part in the research and development that advances technology and then ultimately gives our warfighter that leading advantage over our adversaries.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. So with that, Julie and Darren, it's been a pleasure to have you with us today. To all our listeners out there, this episode's a wrap, but don't forget that a new edition of Tech Talk Tuesday will come out on the first Tuesday of every month, and all of our episodes can be listened to on demand. If you want to connect with Julie or Darren to learn more about Kratos or anything else in the world of tech transfer, feel free to give me a call at 812-854-4055 or send us an email at crane_t2@navy.mil. Thanks for joining the conversation and happy Tuesday, everybody.